Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you follow me on social media at MC News Talk, chances are you've seen photos from my new photo shoot, of which I am in a stunning white suit, if I may say so myself. But what's funny to me is that people think that I'm cutting an album. What? I've heard now from 3 separate people, 3 people who do not know one another, and they think that I am actually working on an album. Well, first of all, I no longer really have any musical ability. I used to play piano. I know music, but I don't have any active music ability or talent. So rest assured, there's no music album. I guess I could cut a spoken word album, but no one really does those anymore. Maybe that's why I should do one. In any case, no. This is my annual photo shoot. I do these with a professional photographer who is a friend of mine. We've been doing them now for 8 years in a row, which is absolutely hard to believe. And every year, I've got to one-up myself and do something radically different. And an all-white suit fit in. You know what else my all-white suit is good for? The annual whiteout party. Yes, some friends of mine, we like to get in all-white, and we go to these parties in the summer. But it happens to coincide this year with a friend's birthday. And before we get into today's show, which is largely about ice cream in West Hartford, so stay tuned for that, I do want to wish a friend named Jack a very happy birthday. I don't know if he's the one who came up with the concept for the annual whiteout party. I don't know. I joined the friend circle long after this whiteout party thing had been going on. I just get the memo and I show up. So I don't quite know where this whole party concept began, but I love it. I also follow that rule religiously that you can't wear white outside of Memorial Day to Labor Day. So right now is the perfect time to go out to a party and wear white. Just, you know, avoid the red wine. In any case, it is Jack's birthday. It is the whiteout party. So that white suit that apparently is album cover worthy, I will be wearing it to celebrate with Jack later on tonight. I just want to thank him for being a tremendous DJ, an entertainer through and through, who's provided countless hours of entertainment, as well as some new friendships in my life. So I'm excited to celebrate later on at a highly exclusive and undisclosed location. Don't need any strangers showing up, you know. So Jack, happy birthday. Now on to our Spotlight Connecticut headlines. This is some good news for the town of Vernon. It's good news for Eastern Connecticut as a whole. I just wish that this news would not stop at Vernon or Manchester or places that are central to Connecticut, although technically east of the river, which makes it therefore Eastern Connecticut. You see, towns out by Rhode Island, Danielson. Have you been to Killingly or Danielson lately? Yikes. They need something like this. They need some help. The town of Vernon is trying to get rid of some more blight. The town is receiving a $2 million grant. It comes from the state to continue the cleanup and redevelopment of the former Daniels Mill on East Main Street. They've received money in the past for this project. This is the next chunk. More funding is expected that they're going to be going after. It will be turned ultimately into 35 new apartments when the renovation is complete. This is good news. This is good news because Eastern Connecticut is behind. Eastern Connecticut is lagging when it comes to things like housing. It is lagging when it comes to cutting down on blight. Do you think that this would fly in Stamford? Do you think that this would fly in Brookfield or West Hartford? Not so much. But when you go to Eastern Connecticut, that whole side of the state becomes littered with empty homes that are abandoned and in disrepair, lots of weeds and brush, former mill buildings and other large buildings that had life sucked out of them 50 years ago. This is therefore good news for the town of Vernon. I just wish that it would be more infectious. Perhaps a good start, yes. Perhaps a good way to get more people to move into Eastern Connecticut, because Western Connecticut continues to get packed. It continues to fill up. At some point, it would be logical to expect this boom to happen, not just in Western Connecticut, but in Eastern Connecticut. Come on, the property is cheaper than Western Connecticut. There's plenty of open space and opportunity. I could see it one day. Let's continue this trend. The people of Eastern Connecticut should look at this story out of Vernon as a success story and push their local lawmakers to continue to rally at the state capitol to get the attention that they need so that these projects do not just flourish in Western Connecticut, but also east of the river. State parks and beaches fill up as it gets hot out. We've been dealing with that first heat wave of the season. That demand has not gone away since COVID to get outdoors. Before COVID, state parks were popular. The beaches would fill up, but now they're filling up even faster. Have you noticed that ever since 2020, people really started to discover the beauty that is a Connecticut state park or a Connecticut beach? Gone are the days of having to travel out of state. So with this earlier than normal heat wave that we've been experiencing, Rocky Neck Beach, always really the first to fill up. It is smaller, so it doesn't necessarily surprise me. But having gone there before 2020 and after 2020, I think that more and more people discovered what that beach is like. Small but mighty. Tiny but beautiful. And when that one fills up quickly, guess where people go? Nearby Harkness in Waterford. On my bucket list, one place that I have not gone to, Sherwood Island in Westport. I also want to see the 9/11 memorial there. Finally, it was so great to have Rock and Ron Sedaly on the show last week. You have no idea. I say that in part because, yes, he's my radio hero. Therefore, I recognize my own bias. I'm just happy, though, that I was able to connect our listeners on 1080 to Rock and Ron. Many of them do remember Rock and Ron Sedaly from that other radio station in Hartford where he worked for 29 years and unceremoniously, like many others, forced to retire from the station when they had a management change. That was 10 years ago. Some folks have not heard from Rock and Ron since. They didn't know whatever happened to him. This past week, I heard from a number of people who heard Ron on the show. They're glad that he's doing well. They're glad that he's found other hobbies, other things to do, including these cross-country road trips that he's been going on now since last year. This year is his second annual. He's got a third one in the works for next year. Don't know what that will bring. We'll deal with that next year on the show. In the meantime, though, he has since left Michigan. When we talked with him last, he was leaving, I believe, Lake Huron, which was his favorite, then heading over to Lake Superior. People told him that Lake Superior was just that it was superior, that he would love it. But he did not actually love it. I wouldn't say that he hated it, but he just didn't love it. The reason was because all of the biting flies that were attacking him there, he couldn't leave his roof-mounted tent on his SUV. He had to stay there during all the daytime hours, and when it's dark and late night and overnight, you can't see a whole lot, you can't enjoy a whole lot. So he went to bed, woke up right around dawn, and left before the flies could attack again. So that was his experience at Lake Superior. By the time he made it to Wyoming, he was planning to stay out at a fairly rogue campsite again in his roof-mountable tent on his SUV. It was 40 degrees, folks. We're here in 90-degree-plus weather in Connecticut. He was in 40-degree weather in Wyoming. He ended up renting a cabin, so he broke the cycle of staying in his tent by the time he got to Wyoming. Other than that, I am happy to say that his trip has been going well and that he's safe as he continues to explore the West Coast. I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. As promised, we're going to be talking about ice cream in West Hartford, specifically A.C. Peterson, a classic diner ice cream parlor vibe. Next.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Spotlight Connecticut is where you heard this.
The final moments before we take off, he releases the parking brake.
Once I'm in the center line, I get a full throttle.
Wait for it.
If I don't like it, I can abort.
And there it is, the sound of takeoff.
Find the Spotlight Connecticut podcast on Audacy. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are many places where you can go get ice cream in Connecticut. That is true. But there's something cool when you could get retro ice cream. And by that, I mean walk into a place that is an old-school diner-type facility that even looks older, and you get your ice cream. That is what A.C. Peterson in West Hartford's all about. They date back over 100 years ago. You may even remember that they had other locations across Connecticut before the whole chain business model was popular. Bill Denton is now one of the co-owners. He's not one of the original owners. He's one of the more recent ones. And he's going to talk with us about what A.C. Peterson's all about for those of you who maybe have never heard of it before or haven't checked it out in a long time. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Morgan. It's great to be here.
I remember meeting with you. This was about a year ago. We were enjoying some ice cream at A.C. Peterson in West Hartford. They have been a staple for a very long time in West Hartford, and the business model's changed a little bit in recent years. There used to be some other locations and so on. But you have been the owner there now for a little over 20 years, has it been?
Yes. Yeah, you're right. The early 2000s, we ended up purchasing it from the Petersons.
Now, how did you come to know about A.C. Peterson of West Hartford or any of the other locations for that matter?
Well, I mean, growing up in West Hartford, I've been going there since I was a little kid, after baseball games, school concerts, and whatnot. When my wife and I are having our second child, she wanted to do something part-time. And she answered an ad for the Petersons. They were looking for a financial person, which is my wife's background. And so she worked there until they retired. And when they retired, we ended up taking it over from them at that time.
What did the business look like historically? So before you guys were involved, what was it like there?
Well, it dates back to 1914 in West Hartford. There used to be a large farm out in Bloomfield with cows, and there, as the decades went by, they delivered milk to your home, made ice cream. It's just been a staple in West Hartford for a very, very long time.
There's some of that history preserved there at the store in West Hartford. You guys have some murals on the wall, some timelines on the wall, and I know it's not open to the public, but there's still some old machinery in the back, too.
Absolutely. In years gone by, they used to manufacture the ice cream in the building, so some of that equipment is still there. It's old cast iron equipment that's kind of like, you know, it's a little museum in itself, what's left of it.
Bill, you know what I think is great about what you guys have going for you in West Hartford is that you're not forgetting about that history. And I'm not talking about all of that old stuff in the back that nobody can see that's still there. That's cool. And like you said, it's like a museum. But you know, you walk in and you still have the old school glass in the front of the building. You know, it still has that retro look a little bit. It has those timelines. You know, you guys are still paying some respect to that era, to that legacy.
Right. We still have kept the Art Deco look that was originally a part of the building and design. You know, you mentioned the murals on the wall. You'll see pictures of old milk trucks, of cows, of farms, of you know, just it brings you back. And it's amazing how many people that I talk to that are 80, 70, 60 who had worked there or come there and was, you know, anytime they come home for Thanksgiving or Christmas, that, you know, they have to come to AC Peterson's and get a hot fudge sundae because it's a big part of their history. And, you know, we've embraced that. And so, you know, our clientele is from 2 years old to 80 plus years old. And, you know, we have a little something for everybody.
Once upon a time, there were other locations of AC Peterson as well. Like, I know somebody told me that they used to go to the one in Bloomfield, and another person told me that they went to Weathersfield. So there were a bunch of different locations, but now there's just the one, correct?
Correct. So in years gone by, I believe there were 13 AC Peterson restaurants at one point in time scattered around the greater Hartford area, you know, from Enfield to Vernon, Newington, Bloomfield, Simsbury. You know, that's back when the days of no chain. So there wasn't a Chili's or a Friday's or, you know, a Macaroni Grill. All the restaurants were, you know, owner-operated. And you know, it wasn't really a corporate business until much later.
What does it mean to you that you're able to keep this legacy going? I know not with the chains necessarily, you know, the multiple locations, but with this one store, you're able to keep this kind of old school diner-like vibe and ice cream shop still going.
You know, it's just a little bit of history. It's a place where people feel comfortable. It's a place where, you know, they can come and have fun and kind of celebrate times gone by or, you know, for youngsters, times going ahead and creating memories. It's really a lot about the memories because of so many people that have passed through those doors over the years.
I remember the very first time that I went to your restaurant.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
AC Peterson of West Hartford, Bill. And I'm talking again on Spotlight Connecticut with Bill Denton, one of the owners at AC Peterson. But I went there on a Friday night, probably 9 or 10, and I stayed for about an hour. I met with somebody. And, you know, it was just incredible to see all of these young people there on a Friday night. I don't know. I mean, I just figured that maybe they're going to clubs or, you know, they're going out dancing or whatever. But no, they're hanging out at AC Peterson, West Hartford, getting their ice cream, etc. You know, it had a very young vibe to it. I guess I was a little surprised.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're open till midnight on Fridays and Saturdays and 11 during the week. There's not a lot of places that young people, you know, high school, college, can go and have a casual meal at an affordable price. And, you know, we kind of fit that niche. So, you know, we've been very lucky that, you know, the community, you know, the schools and the high schools and the towns surrounding it have supported us for so long.
Tell me a little bit about the menu, because we'll get into the ice cream talk in a moment, and obviously you guys have ice cream, but you guys also have burgers and chicken, and as I recall, I think some salads and some other quote-unquote healthier options as well. So tell me a little bit about what's on the menu.
Well, let's start in the morning. So we're open at 8 in the morning, and we serve breakfast, and we serve breakfast all day. So if you want to come in and have an omelet at 11 o'clock at night on a Friday, you can do that.
Oh, really?
Yes. So breakfast all day, which a lot of people love because, you know, it's just an option that you don't get to see very often anymore. And so we have, you know, your standard breakfast fare, eggs, omelets, corned beef hash. We have some protein bowls, Belgian waffles and things like that. So there's a little something for everybody. And like I said, you know, we sell quite a bit of it, you know, on Friday and Saturday night where people would want to have a 3-egg omelet. So, and then on our regular menu, you're right. We have a bunch of salads and wraps, club sandwiches, burgers, fries, you know, appetizers. Again, a little something for everybody. And that again served all day. And then into the evening when we get to dessert, which it seems to be everybody's favorite meal. You know, we have 25 different flavors of ice cream. We have hot fudge sundaes with homemade whipped cream and caramel sundaes and banana splits and, you know, kind of a lot of retro stuff that you don't see too many places anymore.
It seems like everybody just wants everything out of a can.
You're right. You're right. And this is hand whipped every day in our restaurant and served that day. So there is no aerosol canned of whipped cream in our restaurant.
Bill Denton on Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham. And of course, you can find me on social media. It's not hard to do. Just go on Facebook, Instagram, or X, formerly known as Twitter, which I admittedly don't use a whole lot anymore. It's just clunky. What more could I say? But you can find me at all of those platforms, at MC News Talk. At MC News Talk, you can get in touch with me, have a show idea, comment, whatever. At MC News Talk. We'll be back in a moment on WTIC. Next Saturday afternoon at 2 on WTIC, we have the next installment of The Broadcaster at 100, our series celebrating 100 years of broadcasting, quite a legacy on WTIC News Talk 1080. I'm proud to be hosting that series on the last Saturday of every single month. So a programming note, we will not have a regular Spotlight Connecticut next weekend. But then again, what is a regular Spotlight Connecticut? Instead, it will be the next chapter, our fifth, to celebrate WTIC's 99 years of broadcasting, marching up to 100 years of broadcasting, effective February 10th of next year, 2025. Our guest is going to be Nancy Savin. Nancy, who was not a broadcaster on WTIC, although when she was a child, she was one of the child actresses or voices that you may have heard on WTIC on a children's program. She came on and sang and did a little act for the audience. That's not what she's really going to be talking about, though. She's going to be talking about how she survived the 1944 Hartford Circus Fire, which happened July 6, 1944. The reason I'm dedicating a whole program to this as part of our anniversary series is because this is the longest-running developing news story ever covered on WTIC. How many radio stations can say that they have consistently covered a story for 80 years? Almost. Not many. Not many station managers can raise their hand to say what I just said. This happened in 1944. Even up until last year, we were covering the annual anniversary ceremony. They exhumed bodies in 2020, trying to identify some of the remains that have since gone unidentified. We have been covering that. We've been covering it since the very first moment of the fire at the circus, the Ringling Brothers Barnum Bailey Big Top Tent went up in flames in a matter of seconds. So Nancy's going to be on the program next Saturday afternoon at 2 as we continue to celebrate our legacy on WTIC. Talking about a legacy that has lasted over 100 years as we talk about ice cream in Connecticut, Bill Denton, one of the co-owners of A.C. Peterson in West Hartford, we continue our conversation with him. We're going to be wrapping it up in just a few moments because I have a special 4th of July treat to wrap up this program since this will be the last regular show before the 4th of July and the Red Sox will be on the following Saturday. Bill, before the break, we started to talk a little bit about the menu and what you guys have available at A.C. Peterson. And of course, everybody's curious about the ice cream. So you've got 25 flavors. Where do the ideas come from?
A lot of it is testing and trying it out, and you know, we get to taste a lot of ice cream, which is a good perk for the job. But you know, we have your standard vanilla chocolate strawberry chocolate chip cookie dough. We have some old time flavors that people still like butter pecan. In the winter, a peppermint stick is one of the best sellers. We have, again, then we have some, other flavors, like graham cracker, that are newer and, that people really enjoy.
Any ideas come from people? You know, they say, have you ever tried this flavor before? And it actually worked out?
Yeah, we're always open to suggestions. You know, it's again, a trial and error. You know, we probably change, you know, four or five flavors here and there, just depending on what seems to be, you know, people's tastes are running that time of year. But, I mean, we're not quite Ben and Jerry's where they make up all these flavors, but, you know, we have your staples and some of your newer different types of flavors.
You also, I believe, as of last year at least, we haven't talked in a while, Bill, but you also have that restaurant down by the shore.
Actually, we had just sold it to one of our employees. this year.
Oh, really? Okay.
She's a bright young woman, and she lives in Old Lyme. The restaurant's called Hallmark Drive-In, and it's on Route 156 in Old Lyme. It's basically like a drive-up restaurant where you would drive you up to, you know, park your car, walk to the window, order your food or your ice cream. We have picnic tables that look out over the water, and it's lobster rolls, clam rolls, burgers, and things like that. Then again, a whole series of ice cream and things like that. So it's really a great place. And the young woman that purchased it from us is doing a fantastic job, in keeping it going.
Why do you guys want to sell?
It's just that time in our lives where we're just trying to figure out what we want to do in the next few years, and it was a good opportunity at the time. She was interested, and it worked out well for both parties. So it wasn't anything that we really thought was going to happen, but once everyone started talking, it seemed like a good idea for everybody.
As far as A.C. Peterson goes, what do you see for the future of a restaurant like that, one that has such a heritage in Connecticut, but also that increased competition, like you said, from chains that didn't quite exist over 100 years ago, even 50 years ago? What future is there for a restaurant like that?
It's, it's a difficult model to replicate because of the... in West Hartford, when we opened this restaurant, there was no Blueback Square or, multiple restaurants in West Hartford Center. But we've been able to kind of really just fill a niche that because of, the way we've been able to operate the restaurant, we've got a good business model. And it's really hard to replicate from other people because, they don't have the name recognition. They don't have the, background to be able to make a restaurant like this successful. Most restaurants now, at least in our geographic area, are more upscale because they need the revenue to pay the rent and keep the lights on. So, we're a very unique place, and it's, again, very hard to replicate.
Back in the 90s, WTIC had a history with you guys at A.C. Peterson where Mike Allen, who flew WTIC's Air One for those great traffic reports, he used to actually sample your ice cream while flying. Now, that was a feat, I'm told.
I'm glad I wasn't his co-pilot. That's great. There's so many stories like that, Morgan, I could sit in the restaurant all day and just talk to people and everyone has, an A.C. Peterson story, be it from their childhood, their parents, somebody worked there in the 40s. It's just a place of rich history.
Yeah, that whole plane experience, I can't imagine who thought that up, why they thought it was a good idea. I mean, that sounds crazy because what happened, they did it, I believe, every Friday. I think it was. Not every day. It was just Fridays. So Sue, who was working in sales at the time, in fact, she's still with us, she would pick up the ice cream on a Friday afternoon. And as you could imagine, in the summer, it's really hot. Then she would drive up to Simsbury, hit traffic up along the way, of course, get to Simsbury Airport in the nick of time for him to take off to do his traffic report, and then he'd eat it as it was melting up in the plane. So you guys have some very durable ice cream.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. That's a great story.
I wish we still had the plane. We would try it out for this show just for the hell of it. All right. Well, Bill, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, get a little update on where ice cream's at in Connecticut and at A.C. Peterson in West Hartford, just in this short little chat of ours. Is there anything else that I'm missing? Anything else you want to add?
No, we just greatly appreciate you, giving us a call, recognizing, the job that we're doing and the kind of the niche that we're filling in the greater Hartford area.
Bill, I'd like to thank you for coming on Spotlight Connecticut. Always a pleasure to talk with you and catch up a little bit. It's been a while, so I'm glad that we were able to get you on the show today to talk about ice cream season in full swing. A.C. Peterson in West Hartford. It really is like stepping back in time. Up next, we're going to celebrate the 4th of July, Spotlight Connecticut style, on WTIC News Talk 1080. Find me, Morgan, on social media at MC News Talk.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Let's continue.
I like that.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
As I've indicated in the show today, next week is the broadcaster at 100, during which we are going to be looking back on the longest running developing story in WTIC radio history. That is our coverage of the 1944 Circus Fire. Our guest is going to be Nancy Seven, a 1944 Hartford Circus Fire. She was just a child when it happened. She even sang on WTIC Radio once upon a time around that same era during children's programming. So I can't wait to have Nancy on the show next weekend as our fifth installment of the Broadcaster at 100 series. WTIC is 99. And marching toward 100 years of broadcasting, a true legacy of news and community in Connecticut. Nancy's story is going to help tell that, as well as some recent examples of how we've been covering that circus fire still 80 years later, as of this July. July 6th, to be exact. And one might wonder, well, Morgan, you should do that show on July 6th. Well, number one, we have the anniversary series on the last Saturday of every single month between now and next February when we turn 100. But the other thing that I should point out is that there's a Red Sox game on July 6th, so we will not be on the air. There won't be another regular Spotlight Connecticut show scheduled until July 13th. So with that said, that means that we are going to be skipping over the 4th of July. There's a story that I want to tell you to help celebrate, to help already get everybody's moods ready for this year's 4th of July celebrations. That brings me to the tale of The Americans by Byron McGregor. Byron McGregor, who was a radio news personality in Canada, yet he became so famous in America with a top 40 hit rivaling the likes of Ringo Starr, Cher, and Elton John. You see, this is a grassroots story. I love a good grassroots story, one in which nobody had the intentions of doing what they did, but it happened to become something major, something big, something iconic and crucial, something that has even 51 years later stood the test of time. The year is 1973. A man named Gordon Sinclair, also a Canadian, had written an op-ed piece about how he, a Canadian, was bothered by how many people around the world were critical of America. When he, Gordon Sinclair, saw many successes, many stories of America actually being helpful, doing good things around the world, but they weren't getting credit for it, the country or the residents, the Americans themselves. So he wrote an opinion piece that got published in a local newspaper just over the border from Detroit. And then Byron McGregor, who was looking to fill a public affairs program on the news station on Radio 8 CKLW in Canada, he decided, well, you know, this will take up a few minutes. So he used the song Bridge Under Troubled Water as a faint background piece of music, and above it read, in a very authoritative voice, you know, he talked like this. He read The Americans, and that was just supposed to be a filler piece on this public affairs program that ran, by the way, in the middle of the night on a Saturday night into Sunday. Well, the radio station received all of these calls from the public, people saying, what was that? Where can I find that? So they ran it again later on the day on Sunday because it had been so popular. By Monday morning, a record label executive from Detroit, Westbound Records, they went into Canada, they went to CKLW, they found Byron McGregor, and they said, Byron, will you cut this as a record? It ended up reaching number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts in 1974. This song, yes, it has some dated references in it, but the no-nonsense read, the absolute energy conveyed in this, as well as the stories of triumph, simply put, it's an inspiration. It has been played even more recently after tragedies like 9/11 to boost American morale. There are many people still critical of the Americans. So I'm hopeful that this piece this year in 2024 will help resurrect some of the old-fashioned good old USA pride as we head into this year's Independence Day holiday. It's Byron McGregor delivering The Americans. Byron McGregor and The Americans, a song that he would use the royalties from to make donations to the Red Cross. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We won't talk officially on this show between now and then, so I hope that you all have a safe and lovely holiday. We'll be back with the broadcaster at 100 next Saturday, the fifth installment on the 1944 Hartford Circus Fire, and then we'll be back with a regular Spotlight Connecticut program July 13th. Bye-bye, everybody.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.